my name is Sarah. I'm an alcoholic. Wow, there's a lot of you. I've never been to this meeting before. Thanks, Joe, for this opportunity. And congratulations. Happy birthday. Awesome. I'm really nervous, so please bear with me. I also drink a coffee right before, so I'm nice and jacked up. Anxiety hitting an all-time high right now, so we should be good to go. Just want to tell you a little bit about myself, qualify myself. I have a sobriety date. It's June 16th, 2013. I have a sponsor. Her name is Debbie. She has 25 years sobriety. I've worked all 12 steps. And what brought me into the rooms was 3 DUIs within 6 years. Yeah. And, you know, I always like to share about my experience when it comes to breaking the law because, you know, everyone looks different when they get here. When I got here, I was so broken and depleted and full of self-loathing that I needed to hear the nitty-gritty details in order to stay around. You know, I had no hope. I thought that my life was over. I thought that I didn't matter. I thought that I had no potential. I thought that, you know, my life was completely done. And when I got to AA, I heard those stories of other people like me, and I learned that there was hope. You know, I got here, and what it was like was I was a mess. I had no hope. I had no dreams. I was a bunch of wasted potential, a culmination of poor life decisions. I couldn't lower my standards fast enough to meet the demoralization I was achieving for myself. You know, it just... I was a disappointment, and I didn't think I could ever come back from that. And I was sitting in jail on June 15th, 2013, third DUI, and I couldn't understand how I'd gotten to the place where I was. You know, I didn't get how I'd gotten here, you know? And my father is an alcoholic and a drug addict. I don't know him. He's never been in my life, yet somehow I'm just like him, right? So this man that I hated so much and I'd worked my whole life to avoid becoming, I'd done it without even trying, you know? And so I was sitting there and I just was so disgusted with myself. And I had two options when I got out of jail. Either I was going to kill myself, which is what I really thought I was going to do, or I could say this is the beginning. Like, this is the end, but it's the beginning of something different because I can't keep going down the path I was going. So due to my experience with DUIs, I'd been to AA meetings before. I'd never said I was an alcoholic, but I knew exactly where to go. And now I realize that was my higher power acting in my life. You know, I have these experiences in and out of sobriety where I realize that God is acting directly in my life, and, you know, my life is about to take a profound turn. And when I'm going through it, I don't know what's happening, but looking back, I realize it's happening because these memories are crystal clear. I look back on it, and it's not fuzzy, you know, and I can remember details, you know. And I remember the day that I walked in to the La Jolla Lunch Bunch in UTC at noon on a Monday after I got the DUI. And I raised my hand, and I said, "Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm an alcoholic. Please help me," you know. And it was so authentic, and I just cried the whole time. And I was relieved because I was so scared to admit I was an alcoholic before. What that meant, who that meant I was, like I'd been fighting it and fighting it. And, you know, finally I was there. I couldn't deny it anymore. I kept getting arrested. You know, I take a drink, I break out in handcuffs. You know, like, that's my story. And the woman that was going to become my sponsor was sitting there, and I asked her for help. I asked her to take my hand and lead me through the 12 steps. And that was the beginning of a life-changing event for me. You know, the first 6 months of my sobriety, I was in and out of ankle bracelets. I don't remember a lot of it. I was so just broken, you know, and I didn't love myself, and I came to meetings. I went to at least one meeting every day, sometimes two, sometimes three, and I just cried and cried and cried, and I thought it was all over. I didn't think I could come back from the third DUI, because that's serious stuff, you know, like, I thought that I was never going to get a job. I thought that I was never going to be the person that I had always wanted to be. But I wasn't brave enough to kill myself, and I didn't know what else to do. So I just kept taking suggestions, going to meetings, reaching out, sharing my story. And for the first time in my life, I got honest about who I was and what my life looked like and the decisions I'd been making and how scared I was. You know, everything was everything was based off of fear for me. And so what happened is I started working the steps. You know, I hear step four being talked about how that's the hardest. Like, I love that one because you get to play the victim. I'm really good at that, you know, like got to get it all out there. Step three was the hardest for me. I sat on that step a long time, turning it over to a power that I knew existed, but I never thought that he, you know, that I was good enough for him, for God, for whatever you consider your higher power. You know, and that was really hard because I was so scared. I was so scared that things were going to keep going like they've been going for the past 10 years of chaos. And, you know, my sponsor and I worked together, and once we finally got through it, there was a little bit of a shift. You know, it was just, okay, for today, I'm going to turn it over for today. And that's continually what it's been every day since, is giving faith that if I keep doing what I'm doing, taking suggestions, going to meetings, and showing up, that things are going to get better. And they have. Like, everything has gotten better. Everything is okay in sobriety. Whereas before, you know, it was like, take a drink and fuck it, you know? We'll see what happens, where I end up. But today, that's not how it is. And, you know, what I want to share about what it's like now is it's just, it's beautiful. Like, everything about my life has blossomed. I have an amazing job. I'm using my degree. You know, I'm challenged every day at work. Nobody at work knows about, you know, my history. Like, I'm not that girl there. You know, I've never been late. I work hard. I got promoted really fast. Everything is just thrown at me. And you know what? I can handle it because of the tools in AA, you know? Like, the things that the people in the rooms taught me are what make me a better employee, a better daughter, a better friend. I also am a writer. I'm a columnist. I write to mentor young professional women in their careers. I do so much. And my friendships, like that, the things that you never see coming and they just make your life so fulfilled, I can't even express that. The friends that I've met in AA, they're my soulmates, you know? Like, they are the ones, the women in these rooms, we carry each other through. I met two girls early on in sobriety, and they're with me today, like, and we're best friends. And we've gotten to see each other grow in the program, and our friendship isn't, it's not petty, it's not judgmental, it's just loving, you know? And we support each other. And these things are being handed to me, and I'm doing nothing to deserve them, you know? Like, I just look at it, and I look at how grateful I am for my life today. And, you know, my relationship with my family, one thing about my drinking is that I hid it so well because, like, you know, all of you probably, I'm a great liar. I never let it seep out except for in the arrests how bad of a drinker I was, right? So my mom didn't know, like, except for when I kept getting in trouble. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Whoops. So, you know, my family didn't understand I was an alcoholic, but seeing it now, they've seen me grow, and they've seen our relationships change, and that is something that I never thought that I wanted when I first got here. I didn't even know that needed work, you know? I'm just like, save me, and I get here, and it's saving everything, you know? Everything's getting bigger and better, and things happen in sobriety. Like, I got some really awful family news right before I walked in here. And the thing is I don't have to freak out. Everything's going to be okay. And you keep your commitments. That's what you do in sobriety. You show up no matter what. You don't take a drink no matter what. Because nothing I do is going to be remedied by picking up alcohol. Nothing. And I've learned that here. And, like, if I'm sure of one thing, it's that if I pick up a drink again, I'll end up right where I was. All of this progress could be gone tomorrow. And, you know, I like I said before, I put myself on such a narrow path. All of my choices were forced. You know, I didn't have a choice about anything when I first got here and got sober. And today, my choices are unlimited. You know, I can choose what I want to do with my career. I can choose what I want to do with my friends. I choose what boundaries to set. I choose how I treat people. You know, I'm not perfect. My character defects come out, but I know how to apologize. You know, like, I know how to say I'm sorry, and I know how to say I'm an idiot, and I'm sorry that, you know, I'm an alcoholic. Like, that's a good reason, you know, right? An alcoholic. I'm really grateful for the program, and I'm grateful for everything that I've been blessed with, and I'm really grateful to be here and to be able to share my story with you, and I hope you got something out of it.